The Lord bless you this morning as we greet you in Christ's name. It's a privilege to be back in Kansas once again. I was asked my wife this morning, how many years is it since we left Kansas? And she did a little figure and she said 30 years. So I was kind of wondering how many here are less than 30 years old. May I see your hands? Okay. Well, we happen to know your parents, most of them. But yeah, it's a blessing to be here. And I have special memories of sitting on this front bench. I think that's a wonderful tradition that you have, to have the young boys sit up front and they have no distractions and they can listen very attentively. And I learned many things on that front bench. In fact, I sat on the first three benches for quite a number of years, about 15 years, I think. But that's not really what I came to talk about. Yesterday, as we were at the cemetery, and reflecting a little bit on the life of Anya, and walking through by those stones, you know, here I see the stone of Abraham and Sarah Knisley, which many of you remember very well. Next to that is, you know, the stone of my father and my mother, who were, had a tremendous influence on my life. And then the next two stones are the next generation, Anya and Evie, I believe. And you realize that life is fragile, life moves rapidly. And it's exactly what the Bible says. The Bible gives a different descriptions of what life is like. And it's amazing how young people are nowadays, boys, that have white hair. You know, I thought those were old people. But things have kind of changed. But life moves on rapidly, and God gives us this special gift that we, as it were, hold in our hands for a very short time. You know, scientists can predict exactly to the minute, maybe to the second, I'm not sure, when the sun comes up and when the sun goes down. They can tell, they've studied it well for many years, and they can tell you tomorrow morning what time the sun's going to come up here in Kansas, and when it goes down. But our life is compared to something different than the sun coming up and going down. It's compared to a vapor. Have you ever heard of a scientist who can predict precisely when a vapor disappears? I haven't. You know, you see a vapor, and then it just vanishes away and fades. And after a bit, it's not there anymore. It had been there, but it's gone. That's how our life is. And another place in the Bible says it's like a shuttle, a flying shuttle, or it's like a, maybe you could say like a spinning wheel. You know, it's in motion, it moves fast, a lot of action. It leaves behind a thread. And that thread that it leaves behind determines what we'll wear. Our life is short. One place in the Bible says, I think it was in the Psalms, it's like a hand breadth. It's just very, very narrow. It's very narrow. In Chronicles, it talks about being like a shadow. You see it, and soon it's gone or it's moved. In one place, I think it's in Job, it says it's like a messenger that's in a hurry. I thought of the Pony Express. You know, it's come fast and quickly leave. It was there. So, how then should we face life? Now, for young people, it seems like we have lots of life ahead, and you have to wait so long till you're 16. But life moves fast. Life moves very fast. And soon, we are only a memory here on this earth. So what we want to do now, we want to do for the Lord. The Bible says we fade as a leaf. You know, but lest this sound there's a positive side. And that is as young boys and girls, men and women, youth, if we take seriously God's call to repentance, take seriously God's call for our life, and then life takes on new meaning. Jesus said, we have life and we have it abundantly. We're no more like the fading leaf, because as we approach that other shore, it's more abundant. There's a better life. There's a resurrection awaiting us. God is good. You know, I knew that as a young man. We learned it in school. Mom and Dad taught it to us, that God is good. But can we believe that at a time when we cannot sense God, or we feel God's discipline on our life, or we feel some loss and hurt that we don't think anybody else understands? God is good all the time. No matter what. God is good. And in Job 33, verse 4, he says that life issues from God. Elihu was the one friend who spoke the things of the Lord. He justified God. He says, God gives breath, God gives life. So life issues from God. God is good. That's why we're all here. God is good. Job 34, verse 10, it says, God does not sin. It's not in God to commit iniquity. God is good. God is just. God is righteous. In fact, the Bible says it is far from God to commit iniquity. He doesn't. In Job 36, verse 5, it says that God is strong and wise. Job 36, verse 36, verse 26 says, God is great. And then it says, a few verses later, in chapter 37, verse 14, it says, stop and consider the wondrous works of God. You know, when the props may be knocked out of our lives from at some point in time, we have to remember that God is good no matter what. And one of the things that helps us to recover from whatever difficulty we may be faced is considering the wondrous works of God. It's marvelous. That's one advantage that you have here living in the country. Is you just see the work of God all around you. At night, you can look up and see the stars. You see the sun rise, you see the sun set. You see the frost that comes and disappears rapidly. You know, when you live in a city for a number of years, it's a rare treat to see the heavens, the stars at night. But that's something that you have the privilege here to see. It's beautiful. God's wondrous works. How God made the little bee and how God made the little flowers. God's wondrous works. Things that people cannot explain. Then in Job 37, verse 23, it says, God is excellent. God is excellent. He does not respect the wise of heart. Now, I don't know why, I just kind of like to talk to the boys at the front bench. I guess I was there a few years ago. But, you know, by the time I got 16, 17, on my way up to 30, I began to think that I know something. Isn't that strange what happens? Well, you should. You go to school all these years, you should learn, you should think you know something. The Bible says, he that thinks he knows something, put my own words, doesn't know anything as he ought to know. And one of God's purposes found, it says in Job, is that God withdraws men from their purpose and hides pride from man. It is good in one's youth to look up to those with more experience and to realize that they are actually, in fact, even if they make mistakes, like I did just last week. I could tell you boys about it later, you know, if you want to know how I stepped on the gas and hit a tree with the back end of my van as going up a snowy hill. But even then, there's something about listening to older people that young people should remember to do. It will save you. It'll save you a lot of heartache. And to learn to live a life that is, never assume that you pretty well know it all, because you don't. You need other people to help balance you out. And that's one of the great lessons of life. There's one song that expresses God's greatness that I love. And I don't know if you ever have done this before in this church or not, but I wondered if the song leader would be willing to lead us in number 1,000. You think?
Hallelujah, 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 for
Thank you. And may God bless you for singing that song. I hope you sing it every Sunday. Let's kneel for prayer and ask Perry L. Miller to lead us in prayer as we kneel.